started.
Well,
we know
no
that.
Matter what she says, don't let it get you. And if she says something to Buddy or if Harry does, don't interfere.
Darling, I do not interfere.
No,
I never have. But Buddy's being such a problem child, God, his own fault.
Well, honey, I guess a lot of teenagers are problems these days.
Well, they don't need to be. You just got to handle them properly, that's all. Now, look, I don't anticipate any problems with our son at that age
at all.
Oh,
you don't.
No, sir, I am going to be ready for it. Now, look, it's when they're little you have problems, you know. When they're teenagers, they just need understanding. At that age, they're capable of logical reasoning, which is something you can't use on small children.
Oh, I see,
It's simple.
Oh, I love summer when it stays light so long, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I see a couple of dark clouds up ahead.
Oh, now, don't anticipate trouble. Please, dear, we don't see much of your sister anyhow. Let's not have a squabble tonight. Oh, let's have a pleasant visit.
Darling, I never start anything, will you? Now, heck with all that. Come on, let's enjoy the ride. Let's talk about how pretty you are.
Oh, well, I want to check to that. Go on. Honey, keep your eyes on the road now.
You know, that's hard to do with you beside
me. Oh, you.
If you'd like to have your fortune told, you can look into the future of America and see your own future reflected there. And a tremendously bright future it is, too. America is on the verge of reaping the results of the greatest 10-year expansion in its history. New citizens are being born at the rate of 4 million a year. That means 4 million new consumers, requiring a tremendous annual increase in production of housing, commodities, and industry. Increased production means more jobs. Judging by past experience, 2 million new businesses will be established in the next 25 years. Value-conscious Americans are acting right now to take advantage of the present buyer's market to prepare for the day when demand far outstrips the supply. An expanding and changing America brings new needs, new opportunities. Find out what they are and what they mean to your future. Write for the big illustrated booklet, Your Great Future in a Growing America, Box 1776, Grand Central Station, New York 17, New York. Box 1776, Grand Central Station, New York 17.
Anybody home? Dorothy! Oh, she is. Hey, sis! Well, come on. Screen door's unlocked. Let's go in.
Yeah, I was just admiring Dorothy's lawn. It just looks lovely.
Yeah, come on. Let's go in.
Yeah. You are not going, and that is fine.
Uh-oh, she's home. Giving Buddy the dickens again, as usual.
Never mind that now. Dorothy, yoo-hoo!
Yeah, I'll tell you, that kid's not going to develop any backbone at all.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Well, hi, sis.
I know. We're early.
Oh, here I am, my hair in curls, just setting the table. You said 6:30.
Well, he got through early. Hello, Joy.
Hello. I am so mad.
Well, I am going.
Well, anyhow. You are not going.
What is the matter?
It's the car. Buddy never thinks of anything else. He wants to take her to drive out to Thompson's Beach tonight for a picnic and swimming. I said he could go to a picnic today, but no, he wants to go out there and drive back tonight. It'll be dark midnight before he gets home. Well, he is not going to do it. 15 miles out there at night, he is not going.
Well, I am, too.
Aren't you going to say hello to your aunt and uncle?
If my dad were here, he would... Hello,
buddy.
If your father were here, he would certainly not let you.
Yes, he would.
Now, where is Harry?
Oh, he phoned this morning. He's going to be in Chicago another week. I told him you were coming for dinner, or I thought he'd be back.
Well, it's all right, Dorothy. My goodness, it's nice to see you.
Well, I'm going.
Well, I think your mother's right, buddy.
You're not my father.
Don't you talk to your uncle that way.
Well, it's all right, Daddy. It's all right. I understand how he feels. Now, I know I'm not your father, son, but you have to listen to people older than yourself. We know a little more about things than you do.
I'm nuts. Look, if you let him talk to me, to you like that, you
do can... I let him?
Well, boy, I tell you, if you ask me, Dorothy...
Well, nobody asked you, dear. And we're going to have a pleasant evening now. I want to visit with Dorothy and tell her about the baby.
Oh, yes, of course, the baby. I want to hear, too. Well, wait till I go turn the oven on. Sit down now. I'll be right with you.
Well, I'm telling you something. That kid has no manners at all. No respect for older people.
First time ever heard you refer to yourself as an older person.
Well, I...
Now, look, don't interfere.
Look, I am not. I'm not. You know what's going to happen, don't you? He shut himself in his room. Pretty soon, Dorothy will feel sorry for him, and she'll give in. Now, you wait and see.
Well, you just stay out of it now.
I'm sorry we hadn't upset the minute you walked in.
Oh, think nothing of it, Dorothy.
Well, I just don't think he should go out there to the lake at night. He only got his junior license a week ago. He's just 16. He's not supposed to drive at all unless there's someone with a senior license there to make him legal, you know.
I wouldn't even argue with him, Dottie. That's where you make a mistake. You just take the car keys right away from him.
There are two sets, and he's got the other one. And I can't stop him physically. He's too big now.
Well, he certainly is a handsome boy, Dorothy. My goodness.
185 pounds and just over 60.
185? He doesn't look. It must be all muscle and so handsome. I'll bet the girls go for him.
Well, yes, that's the trouble. He looks older than he is. But I get just sick at the thought of his driving at night. I wish you'd speak to him.
Well,
I don't think you should interfere, really, dear.
Let me do this now. I don't mind. I think this is a situation where a boy needs a man to talk to. Right, I'll handle him, Dorothy. Boy needs a little masculine understanding, that's all. Buddy! Buddy, could I talk to you a minute, old man?
Who is it?
Well, it's your uncle, buddy, and I just thought maybe we could have a little talk, just... Us boys, huh?
I don't want to talk to you.
Unlock this door at once. Do you hear me?
I want to remind you he's bigger than you are.
Unlock this door! Now, buddy, come on. Now, look, we're not going to get anywhere at all this way. Now, don't be so belligerent. You know what I mean? Look upon me as a friend, not just an uncle. And you're old enough to discuss something logically and reasonably. Now, tell me, why is going on this picnic and swimming party so important to you?
I've got a date with my girl. Everybody else is going. I look silly if I can't go. And my girl's going away tomorrow. I won't even see her the rest of the summer.
All right. Now, did you tell your mother then?
Yeah. My mother never listens to anything I say. She treats me like a baby.
Well, all right. Now, I'll tell you what we'll do. I will talk to your mother.
You said he could go. You said he could go.
Dottie, I did not. I just said I would talk to you. For Pete's sake, you can see his point. Look, his girl is going away.
It seems to me that when his mother says he can't go, dear, for you to go in there and sympathize with him.
Yes, now it makes me look like the monster around here.
All right, now look, let us settle it this way. Why don't I drive them out to the picnic?
You drive them?
Darling, Buddy certainly wouldn't want a chaperone, which is the way he'd feel about
you. And I can't see that it would be any better to have you drive them than if he drove himself. Not the way you drive.
Just what do you mean by that now? What do you mean the way I drive?
You have always driven like a maniac.
I have.
Now, your sister didn't mean it that way,
dear. Yes, I did mean it that way. He's the craziest driver I know.
What are you
Mother
doing?
And Dad hate to go with him. They always feel they're taking their lives in their hands every time they go in his car.
Look, they're still alive. Mother and Dad have driven with me hundreds of times.
And they are always scared to death.
Well, I
don't know how many times they've asked me to drive them instead.
Now, look, both of you.
Darling.
My goodness, Dorothy asked us over here for dinner, and knowing what a good cook Dorothy is.
Get your hat and purse. We're going home.
Honey.
I am not going to stay here and eat. Now look, Dorothy asked me to talk to him and I did. That kid wouldn't be the way he is. If you and Harry hadn't given him everything he's always wanted, he is so spoiled.
Well, I must say, you're a fine one to talk about spoiled children.
So,
well, what do you mean by that, Dorothy? Are you implying that Betsy...
Yes, are you implying...
Well, is it okay? Did Mother say I could take the car?
No, it is not okay. You cannot take the car.
Well, you better do what your mother says, buddy.
Oh, take the car. I don't care what you do.
Why are you telling me to go after raising all the fuss saying he can't go?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just tired of the whole argument.
Then, now, look, you see, you got your mother all upset.
I don't know why she's so upset. She knows I'm a good driver.
That is not the question. Accidents happen to the best of drivers. Even when it isn't their fault, you know that. Now, it seems to me you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Ashamed of yourself. After all your mother and father have done for you. They've been wonderful to you. Seems to me that if I were a young man who wanted to go to college, I'd be just a little bit nicer to my mother.
Well, maybe I don't want to go to college. I've got a summer job, and I'm getting $65 a week. Maybe I'll just leave home.
All right, if that's what you want to do, go on and leave home.
Well, all right. All right, I will. I'll leave right now.
Daddy! Oh, that's a fine thing to tell my son to leave home.
For heaven's sake, dear, I don't think you should have
said that. No, he didn't mean it. He'll be back.
Why you interfere to be...
Look, you asked me to, Dorothy. You said...
Please, not both of you. Oh, Dorothy, I smell something burning.
Well, that's surprise.
Oh, my dear, oh, dear.
All I can say is you and your logical reasoning. You better just hope that your nephew comes back.
Thank you.
Grab a dish towel. Wipe the dishes, dear.
Yeah. Where's Dorothy?
Standing out in front, looking up and down the street for Buddy. Well, it was a wonderful dinner, which nobody enjoyed.
Well, I'll tell you this much. This sort of thing won't happen with our son.
Well, don't be so sure. Maybe it won't be a car. Maybe he'll be all excited about his junior driving license for a spaceship.
Oh, don't be silly.
I don't think it's so silly. Yeah. Look how science has advanced in just the last 50 or 60 years. Look at the things that have come into their own. Telephone, automobiles, airplanes, radio, electricity. Why, Betsy can't believe we didn't have TV when we were little. You remember how old it made us seem? Even asked me if I remember the dinosaurs.
He's back.
Honey,
he's back.
Honey came back.
Oh, they just drove up. It started to rain, so they're going to have their picnic in the house here.
Oh,
am I relieved?
Oh, fine, Dorothy.
Well, of course he'd be back.
You think he would have gone on the picnic if it hadn't rained?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't. You just never know.
No, yeah. I guess not. Look, I'm sorry I was cross, Dottie.
Oh, I am, too. I apologize, really. I tell you, you have my sympathy when your son grows up.
Well, thank you. Beginning to realize it's not so simple.
I just said, what you're going to do when our son wants to take his spaceship up for a picnic in the air, they'll probably call it.
Look, not so funny, that's for sure. It is not so funny.
Henry Morgan and Mitch Miller are Sunday night hosts on CBS Radio, and there's plenty of harmony here when this pair takes over. Henry Morgan's Says Who show is a relatively new idea in entertainment, so a word of explanation could well be in order. Every Sunday night, Henry Morgan gathers a panel of show business stars who have a go at identifying the voices of familiar personalities, and surprisingly, it's not as easy as it sounds, but that's part of the fun on Says Who. And Mitch Miller, well, here's a man whose name is a synonym for popular music. What he doesn't know about the business, he's merely forgotten. And the Mitch Miller Show holds open house every Sunday night for entertainers who talk shop and perform. A very lively show. In fact, thanks to Mitch Miller, Henry Morgan, and all of their friends, Sunday's a very lively night at the Stars Address. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Muriel Kirkland and Larry Roberts, and is produced by Walter Hart. Listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door. ¶¶